There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to... Hello! No, I hate doing that voice.
Keep going. I love it.
Hello. Welcome to Coffee in Copenhagen.
My name's Owen. Don't cut that off.
Hi. Welcome to Coffee in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, Elton.
And I'm with Abby.
Hi, Elton.
This is a podcast about life in Denmark, life in Copenhagen, life in Scandinavia. It's the money episode, which means I'm Irish and Abby's American. And
is that why you're
Marius,
Irish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's
Marius,
Monday, yeah, so yeah, I'm Irish.
And Marius is Danish.
I always feel Danish on a Monday.
It's a Monday, so it's a chatty episode.
Yeah.
We have a chat about, we bring up stuff we want to talk about. I'm just going to cut to the chase. There's something I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about Netto.
Okay.
Netto?
As I've said to somebody, I'll quote myself in this. As I've said to somebody in the past, I'm a Netto man.
And what is Netto, Owen?
Netto is a supermarket. Supermarket with a dog with a basket in its mouth. It's
that's the logo.
Yeah, it's the
is
logo.
It yellow? It's yellow, I think.
Yeah, yellow and black.
Yellow
and
black.
So Netto's your what? Okay, it's your super value. It's your what's the big? It's your Tesco's. It's your Tesco's okay. From the UK. Mm-hmm. It's what would be the American equivalent.
I don't know. All grocery stores are, you know, we don't have one.
Yeah,
we don't have this. We don't have this discount grocery store thing.
No.
No, not really. I mean, there are some places that have Aldi's now, and there are some supermarkets that are bad or worse, but like no, there's not this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a supremely European thing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Where they're, like, so these grocery stores, the thing that I'm saying is different is, they are normal grocery stores, and they have, like, and the big ones have everything that you need for your regular life. But sometimes in these discount grocery stores, they just like don't have everything you need.
Yeah, yeah. They have the basic things you need.
And they have like, but not really always. Like there's they have like runs of things.
Yeah.
And you can get them for cheaper in these stores.
Yes.
But like it's not like, if you know that there is something that you want that like in America you would find at a normal grocery store, to go to a normal grocery store and find out that it's gone would be like, what? Like, wow, they were out of vanilla.
Not in Netto. If they, but you go in looking for like bananas in Netto and they're not there, you're like, okay, they don't have bananas today.
Yeah, they don't have bananas. They don't have, like, they only have things sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and
there's
that's
Netto,
the whole,
there's.
That's the whole pitch.
Rima. Remy.
Only hard Rima or Tuzin. Super mushy avocados.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What is with that, man?
There's no middle ground.
You're getting it. This is you're touching on it. You're touching on it.
This is the
you're
part,
squeezing it. You're testing it for me now.
The way that Owen just did that thing with his hands. I'm sorry, dear listener, you didn't get to see it, but it really looked like he was squeezing balls. But I wanted to say this is the part.
What?
He went like this. He was like, I don't know, like he was a doctor, and he like was like, turn your head and cough. I don't know.
Again, what?
Listen, the listeners can just listen.
I really hope that's not how the doctor.
Yeah, the doctor
that's
like this.
Not what we,
it's also like a. It's a basically it's the same thing that you do when you're doing a sock puppet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's how I think doctors.
That's how you check testicle
balls.
When you're looking for testicular cancer, you pretend it's a sock puppet. All right, okay,
yeah. Okay. But I want to, do my thing that I always want to say whenever people start listing Danish grocery store names. They all sound like they're like robots from the future. Yeah. Yeah. Aldi, Netto, Rima, Rima 1000.
Yeah. Factor, quick.
Factor, Fortex.
Fortex.
Anyway. That's thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, so there's a bunch of these ones. So you've got like Fortex and Superbuckson are kind of like, I don't know about Superbuckson, but Fortex is kind of like fancier stuff. Hmm. And then there used to be
Fotex is like has got it all. Yeah. That feels like the most safe bet, like for like a normal.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And then Rima used to be the fancy one. Rima's gone now.
No.
Irma.
But then you have the kind of like the blue collar working man supermarket, like my one, Netto, Rima 1000.
To be clear, doing this unpaid podcast makes Owen a blue collar working man. Blue collar Regular working man and netto guy.
You know, have you seen Deer Hunter? You know that town they come from where they all just work in the mines? I'm like them.
I'm really like Robert
De Niro in Deer Hunter. That's my life.
It's really weird. Every week when we come in here, Owen comes in with his little tin lunch pail.
Covered in soot.
Wearing a helmet. And
takes
we're like,
off his helmet,
It's really wild. We're like,
coughing up.
Owen, it's just a podcast. Turn your head away from the mic when you cough.
I dream a life for my children that they don't have to work this hard. That's why I do it, for my grandkids. Anyway, Netto, right? So Netto in particular, I'm a Netto man and I go under a lot. And Netto's got a particular way
Netto.
Don't make him a jingle. They're not paying us. Don't make him a jingle.
Oh.
They have a weird way of, everybody knows it. What am I going to talk about?
Talk about the weird aisles.
Yeah.
They have weird aisles.
That's the whole charm of Netto.
Bollocks to the charm. I don't go shopping for charm.
That's their identity. I'll give you a little history on Netto.
Hold on a second.
The Netto history.
Before you do the history, I would like to explain the weird aisles.
Okay.
Briefly.
Sure.
Because when we say everybody knows, everybody who's been in a Netto does know. But if you haven't been in a Netto, there are like one to two, sometimes three aisles, explicitly
both
four.
Sides of the aisle now. It's both sides of the aisle. So three double-sided aisles.
With just like baskets and bins full of things that you just like would never, like, why are they in a grocery store? Like, some examples of things that I have bought or considered buying from these bins of things at a place that like doesn't even always have bananas, but is known as a food grocery store. I bought a mini frying pan that only fits one egg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That was one thing, a purchase I made. Mm-hmm. I almost bought a fort kit, which is like making a pillow fort. You usually use like pillows and blankets. This had like balls with circles in it so that you could put sticks into them and build like a structure, like a cute, kind of like a toothpick pea kind of structure.
Yeah.
Like for kids to build a fort. I stopped myself because I was like, I think sheets and pillows should be enough, but I was tempted. Dog beds. It's just stuff that you're like, why?
Yeah, there's the really random question mark ones, but you find that in like Aldi as well. Not Aldi, Lidl has like, you can buy a fucking chainsaw in Lidl, right? And I'm okay with that, right? Because, random things that you can buy. But the one that really gets me is the food section of the crazy aisle.
Okay.
Where you're like, I spend weeks looking for mayonnaise, and then you've got big Hellmann's mayonnaise.
Yeah. Randomly but only like hidden, vegan with aioli.
Yeah, hidden between fucking nuts for Brazil nuts and fucking special tinned mackerel. You're like, why? Yeah. Why this thing I always want? Why has it appeared between these random products?
Yeah,
and it's just full of that. It's full of that kind of thing. Anyway, Marius, give me the history.
Okay. So there's a reason why they have these.
So
Netto started back in 1981. First one opened 1st of April on Godthåbsvej, here in Frederiksberg.
Oh, true Danish. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And in the beginning, they had a very narrow range and limited level of service. That could still be said to be true. The goods were on pallets and in cardboard boxes.
I like that.
So like before, it was just a, you know, hall,
a warehouse,
some cardboard boxes and pallets, right? And you know, I think that's that aisle we're talking about now, the spot aisle. Yeah. That's kind of the leftover.
That's what it's called.
Spot bar. But now Netto features 1,800 different products on top of the spot aisle. Yeah.
Okay.
Originally,
it could be up to 4,000.
Originally, the whole thing was like the spot aisle. It was just like random stuff. It wasn't a grocery store.
It was just very limited and like super discount. Like there was no nice lighting, no music.
Nice lighting. Would you call the lighting nice?
I have done photo
shoots. They claim that
in
their history that now customers nice treat it to nice lighting and music.
There's a new Netto by me and the lighting did impress me a bit. It's not like just like bright white lighting.
It's great for selfies.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'll try it out.
I take all my selfies.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't know that they have Nettos in other countries. In 19
yeah, I heard that.
In 95, they opened one in Poland, and there's one in Germany as well.
One?
Are we?
There's several in Germany.
Am I hearing Netto tour? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh my god!
Are we doing a Netto tour this year?
Not interested. No.
But I think all about, like, I love that they still have this, because to me that's the excitement about going in Netto. It's like that's what you look forward to. It's the madness, the craziness of those aisles.
I'm sorry, what
insane offers might you find?
I can't.
Weird combos.
But a real big issue though for me is that the spot van, like, to me, because of the way they put it there, like, there's like big baskets full of like junk. Some of it's nicely organized. Some of it's just
junk.
Like,
we shouldn't be using the word junk with a supermarket. I mean, it's a perfectly good word, but this is my point that Netto needs to get its act together.
But also the thing is, it makes you feel like it's a find, and oh my gosh, like, oh my gosh, this thing. Yes. They're not actually cheap. It's not like, it's not inexpensive, the stuff in there. Like, the reason I could stop myself from buying that, like, Make a Fort kit was because it was 140 kroner. And I was like, wait, why would I spend, like...
That's a bargain.
20 bucks.
I would think that's... I would have bought that.
Yeah. 20 bucks.
I don't have kids. I would have bought that.
I just was like, well, this doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right. And, like, maybe it was 180 even. What do you think of that? Would you go that high?
I would still... Up to 250.
Whoa, 200 is my limit.
What
for a Ford?
I'm a big Ford.
250 for a Ford.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you need to get back in the mines with Owen, where people have proper respect for a dollar. But I think it's like a marketing technique where it's like they act like it's like, oh, this is overstocked somewhere else. Like, buy it now. Wow, what a find. Oh, this is the special thing I could. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the price and you're like, not actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
True.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's the thing. We're talking about it like, you're like, oh, it's a Dane. Do you have a little bit of pride with it because it's Danish? Is that why you're like, oh, let's not change it?
A little bit. I have a lot of pride.
Okay, right. Okay.
That, so.
Copenhagen. We talk to the masses. We talk to the Danes. We talk to internationals. We talk to people internationally. Mm-hmm. Hence, we give it a great detail on what Netto is. I think we should be lifting these things. All right, we have the collective minds of three of us plus our listeners. We should be lifting these places.
Elevating Netto.
Okay. How?
Elevanetto.
Too far.
Elevating
Netto. It was perfectly good.
Netto elevation.
Perfectly good at elevating Netto.
Netto elevation.
Not talking about Netto.
Netto.
So, what I want to know is how do we make it better? What do our collective minds bring to it? Because the international community is going to be using you, and guaranteed people walk in there and be like, "What the fuck is a supermarket here?"
Yeah,
and Netto needs to keep that in mind. So, I'm okay for the spot aisle, but maybe maybe we have it as an extra room in the back.
An extra room in the back, Owen.
Yeah. Like a
you
special.
You want back to the pallets with the car with the pallets on the pallets.
No, I mean, but like, or have it a special designated area. Like, have it like what am I making with my hands? Look at my hands.
It looks like
square.
Something over the aisles.
Okay.
Saying spot aisles.
I think they have that.
No, but like, yeah, a big thing. Like, you have to walk into, like, with, like, it's got like beads.
Oh, like a beaded curtain.
It's a beaded curtain. Yeah. A beaded curtain going through.
That's a good idea.
I like that. I
a
like
beaded
that.
curtain in front of every spot aisle. Uh-huh.
Right? And that, like, at least it lets you know that you're entering
a
confused zone.
Here it comes.
Yeah, you're in. It's
the
a whole...
mayo is going to be next to some back alley Barbies.
I think...
Yes,
it's going to get weird from here on in.
Yeah,
it's the adult but it's the adult video section of the video stores back in the day.
Yeah,
right? You go in, you're like, I know what I'm getting into here. Right?
Right.
No.
Yeah. No, I like it.
I mean,
then I think the music should change once you hit that.
Music should change.
Yeah. I think it would be great, honestly, if we could do some shag carpeting back there.
Shag carpeting.
Ooh.
You know, like a real like a real bargain basement sort of feel. Like, let's, why not put it in the basement?
Fuck it. Let's do that. Different floor. Different floor.
No, same floor. We don't have to get into elevator. Like,
we don't want to cost Netto money, right? So like, it's just a bit of cardboard. Like, it doesn't, it could even still be in the where it is now. Just close it off with some maybe plywood or something and some like lighting inside.
I feel like it should have the vibe of like when you go to somebody's home and they're selling out of their stuff.
Like a
garage sale kind of vibe.
Okay.
But indoors, right?
Yeah.
And then I think there should be a person who's also like attached to all these things and has a little story about well the mackerel is next to the fort kid.
Yes,
because there's a story here.
Everybody loves a story. Everybody loves a car boot sale or yes. It's what do we call it, farmer's market. it's a Netto's farmer's market.
Yeah,
I like this a lot. Abby, you're yawning. It's not caught your attention?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure you're doing Netto any favors by requiring someone to be employed to create a storyline. Unless it's me, happy to do it. As we've said before, almost all of my skills are being taken over by ChatGPT because almost all of my skills are decide on a reason that Oreo cookies should be inverted. Like, that's the only thing I'm good at is like coming up for reasons for stupid things.
What, so it's the two whites with a biscuit crunch in the middle?
Listen, Marys, it just came out of me, okay? If I had to think of a reason
brilliant.
For it, I would.
That's
but it just,
brilliant.
You know, like
put your powers to good then.
The muse just like touches me. Anyway, I would be willing to do that for Netto, but I'm just like, who else has those skills, you know?
But okay, so what would you do with Netto? What would you do with Netto?
I would definitely keep, I think, let's call a fish a fish. Mm-hmm. Is that a saying?
Sure.
Feels like a Danish thing.
Call a spade a spade.
Let's call a fish a fish.
Call a fish a fish, yeah, sure.
Okay, I think...
Well, in Danish we say, if it smells like fish and it tastes like fish, it's probably a fish. I think that's the same.
Let's call a fish a fish.
If it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's...
Yeah, I think we do that.
What I think is an ideal saying is, let's call a fish a fish.
The fish is a fish.
Let's call a fish a fish. What are they doing? I feel like Netto dabbles in groceries. Let's bring it back to spot fit, like the whole store, like this like back room thing. Like, yeah, I do like the idea with the beaded curtain, but like honestly, what are groceries even doing in there? Like, let's make it just the spot fair, like this, just like,
the whole store.
Yeah, because like you can't you can't count on it anyway.
You know,
you're going in there and you're like, maybe like the only thing you can count on for sure is that there are going to be chips and chocolate.
So are we talking beaded curtain enter the building itself?
Okay.
It's
entrance.
Beaded curtain the way in. Okay. So you know, first and foremost, expat, migrant, international, Dane, you know you're getting into something weird.
Yeah.
Soon,
here it comes.
You hear them crack. Yeah. You've subconsciously been primed for, okay, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm eyes are open. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Do you think
But then you need to be able to hackle also.
Haggle in Netto.
Yeah,
you want to bring in
like nothing, because quite often things don't have a price in that spot aisle, or you might struggle a bit.
You
want to
make
price.
Netto into like an open air thing market.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chase, take off the roof, leave the beaded curtains.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think beaded curtains have ever before been part of Danish design?
Ooh.
I feel like they could be like classy, like natural wood colored beaded curtains.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In general, like,
yeah, it would be like a naturally wood, natural
70s vibes. Like, you know, that is really Danish design, but like a beaded curtain is such a like, it's such a like, what's the point of that? And that is so the antithesis of Danish design.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think that's a real.
That's good. Really big sets thing. It apart, I think, mm-hmm. you know.
I mean, cuz we want to keep like this was founded. This was founded in 1981. Mm. This is an institution of the Danish yeah. society. So we don't want to like ruin its identity, but we want to lean in on the strengths, right?
I also think too.
This is like a makeover for Neto.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like we're like Queer Eye.
Yeah, for the Neto guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that we need to keep in mind that, like, you know, Emma, one of the biggest grocery stores in the nation, uh-huh. recently closed because they were just trying to be an everything grocery yep. store and they weren't leaning into their like strengths.
Yeah,
no,
and
no.
we're trying to protect Netto from
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, absolutely.
By being like, listen, there are enough grocery stores that actually sell groceries.
Yeah.
You aren't really doing that.
Yeah, so that's your thing.
So
that's
just
your
stop
stick.
Doing it.
That's
so we're actually telling Netto to go back to their roots.
Go back know? To your roots.
Don't try and be someone you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be who you are.
Pallets.
Pallets.
Are we going back to pallets?
Cardboard boxes.
Cardboard boxes.
Do you think this will be palatable to Netto? I just think, yeah, I mean, if they want to hire us, if Netto wants to sponsor...
Yes.
Oh.
Coping in Copenhagen.
Yes.
Netto, official sponsors of Coping in Copenhagen. We can give them our seemingly coked up ideas for their business strategy.
This is international. We are an international think tank, is what we are.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Coping in Copenhagen, podcast based in Denmark, AKA international think tank. Marius, I think we should contact Netto.
I've started writing an email.
You have, yes.
With some of my ideas.
Yes.
And I think we should, we should send it to Netto.
Okay.
And just as a friendly little thing. And then we could ask if they want to sponsor the show.
Can we just like be like, here are our ideas. Do with them what you will. You can have them or you cannot have them. But also like feel free to give us money and sponsor the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's only fair.
Would you trade in your coveralls, your hat?
My tin hat.
And, yeah, yeah. And would you trade it in if they were like, yeah, we'll sponsor the show if you wear Netto t-shirts for every recording?
Absolutely, 100%. No problem.
Okay, that's one thing. We could offer them that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We offer them to wear Netto t-shirts.
We'll wear
during
Netto.
Audio recordings, I will wear
audio
Netto
recordings.
Listen, yeah, yeah. We post a picture. We almost have 400 Instagram followers, excuse me. I think this is pretty good deal for them.
Yep.
Well. We'll shoot high. We'll go for the sponsorship and becoming the official podcast of Netto, right? Netto.
Yeah. Netto would be great. NATO, hey, excuse NATO, me. Are we pitching the wrong people here?
Maybe we're sending you to the wrong group. I don't know. I would also, just as between us, don't let Netto hear this. I would also go for like just free pick and mix from the spot aisle. If I was able to just go in and have once a week go in and just fill a basket from the pick and mix from the spot aisle.
Okay.
I'll do that for
pick a basket. Fill a basket. I mean.
Fill a trolley?
No, I was just like, wow, jeez. Like, what? Wow, what do you want to get in there?
Mayo, mainly, if I found the big mayo. If I found Big Hellman's, I will fill that up. I will fill that up. Big Hellman's.
That is just the best mayo.
It's just, nothing
the vegan Hellman's is really good. Have you guys had?
No.
I probably wouldn't even know the difference, Abby, because it's that good.
It's really good. Oh my God, should we be emailing them?
No, one at a time. All right, Marius, quickly, what are the bullet point suggestions we're giving to Netto?
Okay, this is all written down real fastly. Beaded curtain.
Definitely beaded curtain.
Front door, beaded curtain.
Yes.
I love the idea of just sending them this. It's just like, here are our ideas. Beaded curtains.
Yeah.
Basement vibes, but upstairs.
Yeah. In terms of vibes, it's like adult video section, shag carpets, garage sales vibes. We want some kind of like farmer's market, kind of a garage sale person who's just telling you the story behind all things.
Sure.
The whole store is the spot aisles. There's no, there's just
important.
Only cardboard boxes and pallets.
Yeah.
You can haggle for all prices.
Okay. Yep.
Anything is up for a haggle. And
that speaks to
pick and mix.
Yeah. That speaks to the international community. It stays to the true Danish nature of the origins of the company.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good stuff.
I feel like if we just send them an email that says we recommend beaded curtains for all nettos, shag carpeting, beaded curtains, if they don't give us money for that, that's like, I mean, might be illegal.
Surely, I mean, they malfunction less often than the those sliding
yes,
doors.
Yes.
Who has ever seen beaded curtains
break?
Malfunction.
So this is from Coping Podcast, Coping Copenhagen / international, like our selling point is that we've worked with the international community since 2018. We are an international think tank.
We are the McKinsey
think tank. We're a think tank. Yeah. Everybody in here.
The McKinsey for the expats.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Right. We're going to send that.
Yeah.
And we'll send them. Actually, we'll send them a link to this episode so they know. And at least for mentioning the word netto so much, we should get a free fucking basket or something. I don't know.
A free basket.
You can just take those, actually. okay. Clearly, if we're right into netto, we'd love some finances. And you know how you, dear listener, could finance us is by becoming a Patreon to keep us in front of the microphone and making these wonderful podcasts for you, wonderful listeners. Copenhagen Patreon. That's it. Check Patreon, and you get exclusive content, episodes just for you, videos just for you, all those things.
And if you haven't yet rated us on Spotify or written a review on Apple Podcasts, please do that. It makes a big difference and it makes us feel good.
Mm.
Yes.
Until Friday.
Stay.
Cool.
Ping.